Today, we are doing something dangerous. I've got four high-proof reposados in front of me that I am going to drink blind. La Pulga, Manuscrito, Lost Lore, and Ocho Widow Jane. And we're going to find out today in a blind taste test which one wins today. Okay, so the first thing to know is these proofs do, you know, kind of differ with each other. When you look at Manuscrito, it's 103.1 proof. The Tequila Ocho Widow Jane 2022 Barrel Select, it's 91 proof. And when you talk about La Pulga Reposado, it's 110. And Lost Lore is 49% ABV, or 98 proof. All of these are serious competitors, amazing tequilas with different barreling programs. Some of them are old, some of them are new. And today, we're going to find out which one I think is the best. So let's move these bottles and bring the Solo Blind to the front. As you know, I pre-poured these. I write on the tag what they are. We put them in the Solo Blind, we spin it around. And now as the bottles are spinning, there's no way that I can know which is which. I did just get these gold glasses, so that way I can have a little protection from seeing the colors of the glass. All right, the dude that invented this thing is amazing, right? Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna go in and nose each tequila. I'm not gonna go through a lot of the nose and the taste of each one just so the video doesn't take too long. And I'm just gonna kind of peel them out and tell you which one I like the best. Floral, fruity, nice flavor. Wow, that's minerality, floral, great cooked agave. Wow, that one's fruity and floral as well. All of these are Highland agaves. So what's cool is they're all going to be very similar in the way that they smell and the way that they taste. So you're looking at just some slight production differences to try to get into, you know, really what we got here. Great nose on this one. I like it so much I spilled it on myself. All right, let's dive into the taste. Wow, that is really good. You know, I was going to line these up off a nose, so nose went like this and here. Flavor on that is phenomenal. So I'm going to do nose. This is nose number three. A much different sweetness, a lot more pepper, a lot more heat in the flavor. Whew, that is nice. That is, that's definitely 110 proof. I can tell you that right now. That sweetness and that minerality, I think I know exactly what that one is. That is really good. Nice heat in the finish. Oh my gosh, the floral and the citrus in that, the anise in the finish, that is phenomenal. So first of all, these are all so close together, like really amazing tequilas. When you're talking about Manuscrito and Chapter 4, I mean, good Lord. And then when you're talking about La Pulga, the way they make their tequila is just fantastic. And you know, what about Lost Lore? The things that Arturo and Sarah and my buddy Sergio Cruz, just killing it at this one. I mean, that's beautiful. And then of course, this is the OG, baby. This is the Ocho and a Widow Jane barrel. I mean, good Lord. I think I kind of know which one the Ocho is based on, it feels like it's a lower proof. And I do get a little bit different oakiness in it. And a really nice like bourbon type finish that is different than the other three. And that's gonna be this one right here. So I think that's the Ocho. As for these three, I have no idea based on my palate which one they are. This one is a little lighter strength, so that's what I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna taste these again. Love the mouthfeel on this. It goes in light and then it covers your mouth and this like citrus and cooked agave just kind of come out of it in a really heavy flavor. It's a lot of flavor. It's really good. Floral, fruity, cooked agave. My goodness. Okay, so I'm going to say this one is number one. This one's number two. This was number three. This was number four. And if I was going to rate them, it'd be like an 89, 90, 91, and 92. That's how close they all are. So these are so good. So let's go with what I think is the last place first. It was the Ocho. So the Ocho, last place first, but delicious. The next one is going to be, there it is. I had it on the other side. Pulga. So this is La Pulga. And then the next one I'm going to say is, look at that. It's Manuscrito. Manuscrito is that one there. So that means this one is LL or Lost Lore. So there you go. Out of these four high-proof reposados, which were the only high-proof reposados that I have on my shelf to be able to put together into a blind, I wanted to do it. This one is brand new. This one is new to me. I just got it just a couple days ago and I've really been enjoying it. These have been go-tos though. The Widow Jane is just such a great tequila, great expressive flavor. So all of these are amazing. You can't go wrong with any of them. And if you have had them, throw in the comments what you think. And I'm going to start doing some repo blinds, not high-proof repos, because these were the only ones I had. So I'm going to just stick with just basic repo blinds. Throw out some repos that would be really cool blinds, and we'll start working on these over the next couple months. Thanks for watching my videos. Have a great night.